everybody. It's Boston, Massachusetts, once again to bring you the Boston Files. Of course, with me is my daring, awesome co-host, Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's back? Back again. I am back. Go tell a friend.
Yes. So, today, this is the Brain Special. Now, by brains, this is not zombie-related, so don't get this confused with zombies. The two things we're going to talk about today is brain transplants and what ADHD actually does do to the brain, other than what it's believed. So, to start it off, I will go. Austin, is that okay?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So, brain transplants. What do they do? What is their purpose? Why? Well, the fact is, the people who sign up for brain transplants, they are usually qualified. Because they have to take a test, you see. They have to have common sense. They have to have a basic high school knowledge. And they have to have a brain. Now, people may get this confused with that monkey transplant thing, and some may be asking, why would they need to have all that education? The fact is that when you swap your brain, who says that you don't need that knowledge? Americans especially, we need knowledge. Knowing Americans, knowledge is a resource that we aren't technically in abundance of, except for a select few. Yours truly, Austin, Texas, maybe. Now, I really want to emphasize the fact that you might get the personality of the brain in which you have been transplanted with. Now, I don't really see the purpose in brain transplants. I haven't heard of any human brain transplants, but I have heard of monkey. This seems like a very weird surgery to me. Why would you transplant your brain? I mean, maybe you need a new one. You're that stupid. But other than that, what is the real reason for it? Do we need a different brain? I mean, where do our memories go? Are we just getting a new brain stem? Or is the whole thing being taken out? If the whole thing's being taken out, I think that it is very, very stupid for a stupid person to do. Because now they have basic knowledge. They don't have a personality. They don't have an emotional database. They don't have memories. So what good is a brain transplant? I don't know. But people make it sound like it's this thing that gives you back your life if you get a brain transplant. I don't think that's the case. And if you're planning on getting your brain from a dead person, good luck there, buddy. Most likely, if they're dead, they didn't really use their brain. And maybe the memory part of the brain dies off and allows new ones to be made. But then again, what about yours? Are you going to just wake up and be like, oh, where am I? What is this thing I sit on? I know it's my bed. And, you know, other than that, the person would have to be raised in a circumstance where there is no father, no mother, no family. They'd just be living by themselves, which is a bad thing, too, because that means that you would have to find your mom and dad and actually believe that they're your mom and dad. I don't know what the purpose is, I've said again, but it just doesn't seem right. I mean, what good is it going to do if we don't have our memories, if we don't have our, you know, memories? I mean, the reason that we get most of the things that we do is because we go through trial and error. And that means, like, if you touch a hot stove, that's the trial. Your hand burns. That's the error. And then you realize, oh, that's hot. That's not going to feel good. I shouldn't do it anymore. Same thing like if you cut yourself with a knife. Oh, I shouldn't cut it that way. It hurts. Now, I know many people may disagree with me. Scientists may prove me wrong. But as it sounds, it doesn't seem like it's a very good idea to transplant one brain into another. Because it's just, there's so many things that are complicated about your brain. I mean, the only reason I'm doing this show is because my brain is telling me that I'm getting a little bit happier in my life because of this podcast. But if I lose this, who says I'm going to do this again? If I had to get a brain transplant to live, I don't think I'd want to go into it. Because that means, like, you'd wake up with a clean slate, basically. You'd wake up, not know anything. You'd be in a hospital. That's all you knew. You'd look at the people around you. They were your family. You don't know that. So, you really have to see the side that a brain transplant may not be the best thing for you personally. Maybe not even your family, your friends, the person or people that you loved. They are all harmed by this. And who's to say that we are not as important? I mean, sure, being given the gift to live, even though we should have died. Technically, that could be a bad thing, because it means that usually when we die, we die. We shouldn't have to live, because then we're just living through pain. And don't we put dogs down for that? I mean, I know some people, like cancer patients, that's a different thing. They have a chance of dying, but they also have that small chance of survival. And, you know, those last couple days, if you are diagnosed like that you're going to die, then, you know, you can spend your time with your family. But people who are just laying in bed, can't do anything at all, their family might not even visit them from very often. What good is a brain transplant going to do? Is that going to change anything? Maybe if you are okay with sacrificing your extended knowledge, sacrificing your memories, the happy times, the bad times. Because the thing about bad times is, you have to have some rainy days to enjoy the sunny ones. You have to be able to see darkness to be able to see light. It's kind of the same thing with war. You have to have war and able to know what peace is. Now, again, this whole brain transplant thing, I think it's for people who are stupid. Not mentally retarded. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about stupid. Like, they should be okay in school, but they're just stupid. This would be for those kind of people. Because then, you know, they could get a fresh start and not be so stupid. I know many people who could use this. I don't really like them. From a friendship point, I think it's funny of how stupid some people are. And, you know, maybe just a wipe out of that stupidity, maybe they'll get a second chance to be decent. Maybe not awesome, like me, but decent, like an average American. Now, many people question. They question the liability of such brain transplant. What if it doesn't work? Well, you're dead. You know, simple. Once your brain gets out, you know, and if it doesn't get fixed, you're dead. I mean, I know that it was successful with the monkey, but that's a monkey. They could have something within their biological DNA that helps them with that. We're human. If you test it on a human, then you can. You can legitimately say, all right, it works on people. Maybe we can start doing this, but we know we need reasons to use this. I don't even know a reason for it. Maybe if they had a way of getting your memories back. Like maybe you read a book about your life. Like you had to write down everything that you wanted to remember. everything that was important to you at that time. Otherwise, what's the point? If you live alone, have a terrible life, don't really want to live, I would consider getting a brain transplant if I was that person, because they get a fresh start. They get to wipe the slate clean, get a new life. They could go back to college. The only problem with this whole thing is, how expensive is it? And if it is expensive, who's to say that they're going to get it then? You never know. Now, I will let Austin, Texas explain his ADHD conspiracy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I was about to fall asleep. Oh, all right. Anyways, good job.
Why, thank you, Austin. Now, come on, get along with it.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Talk for like 10 minutes. Now, today, Austin, Texas has came to talk to you about the real business. ADHD's real effect on the brain. Now, some people may say that ADHD is where a person has difficulty paying attention to details and tendency to make careless mistakes in school or other activities, producing work that is often careless and messy. Or maybe they're easily distracted by irrelevant stimuli and very frequently interrupting ongoing tasks to attend to trivial noises or events that are usually ignored by others. And their inability to sustain attention on tasks or activities. Possibly their difficulty finishing schoolwork, paperwork, or performing tasks that require concentration. Or maybe frequent shifts from one uncompleted activity to another. They have also been known to procrastinate, have disorganized work habits, be forgetful in daily activities, for example, missing appointments, forgetting to bring their own lunch, and they have failure to complete tasks such as homework, chores, and their frequent shifts in conversation, not listening to others, not keeping one's mind on conversations, and not following details or rules of activities in social situations. Now the H, hyperactivity, usually would be interpreted as fidgeting, squirming when sitting, getting up frequently to walk or run around, running or climbing excessively when it's inappropriate, and teens this may appear as restlessness, having difficulty playing quietly or engaging in quiet leisure activities, being always on the go, or often talking excessively. Those are the many beliefs that are the symptoms of Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. Now, that is what people may think. But what you don't know is that maybe they actually get a lot done. I mean, I have ADHD, Boston has ADHD, and look what we're doing. I mean, sure, these are only like 20, 30 minute podcasts, but still, they're actually about relevant stuff. It's not like I'm talking about eggs one moment and then beef jerky another. I am talking about ADHD. I think that it's good, because usually within ADHD symptoms, if you drink caffeine or some other hyper stuff, that would normally make a regular person really hyper, like blah, 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 going 5,000 miles an hour. But with people like me with ADHD, we tend to chill. Like we're like the cool side of the pillow when we drink something like that. We relax, you know? We're not all jittery. There are occasional moments when we try to sleep, and since that caffeine kind of has that effect, it will keep us up. But it's not like a huge deal where it's like, you must stop right now, sonny boy. But it's more of a, you know, we calm down a lot. And I get a lot of stuff done. You know, I do this, I do my chores, I do my homework, I go to school, I have all A's, a C. I have all A's but one C, which I made up just yesterday. But I believe that we ADHDers can be really good in the world. I mean, look at Einstein. He was crazy. He may not have had ADHD, but, you know, he could not tie his shoes, I have heard. I can tie my shoes. I have trouble paying attention sometimes. Like, during class, I would sometimes kind of space off. Not like space off to where I'm not hearing a word they say. I am. But, like, it's not clear to them that I'm paying attention. And sometimes I'll talk in the middle of class because I'm that bored. But other times, I'm working on this. I am writing things down. All this is planned. And then I submit it to Boston. He accepts or rejects. And I go on with my day-to-day life. I really, really sincerely believe that we are underestimated. Like, it's like a pig. A pig lives on a farm. He eats his slop, runs around, looks at the other pigs, rolls around in mud because he can't sweat, then goes to sleep. Seems very simple, right? No. Sooner or later, he's going to get shot. Killed. Either way. And you know what they do? They make bacon out of him. For those of you who have not tried bacon, go to the supermarket right now. Try some bacon. Because this bacon is delicious. Everybody, maybe not PETA, but that's a whole nother episode. Everybody likes bacon. Bacon is good on everything. Maybe not desserts, but bacon is delicious. Bacon's good with breakfast. Bacon's good with lunch, dinner, brunch, dunch, and dinkfast. Dinkfast, for those of you who do not know, is basically a meal at, like, around midnight. It's when you have a meal between dinner and breakfast. It's dinkfast. Now, see, I have described the pig. He's underestimated. He's not bacon yet. And it is because that he is not bacon that people underestimate this pig. Once he's bacon, everyone's like jumping on him like, oh, give me some of that bacon. But when he's not bacon. He's a slop, a filthy, degrading animal. Just like cows. Maybe, you can compare that to a person with ADHD. I mean, sure, we have our downsides. We kind of get restless, don't pay attention too much, kind of space off, you know, all those things. But what really goes on is that we are geniuses. It's not looked at in society very often, though, because those who believe they are geniuses are in our political system. And our political system consists of people that are responsible for those actions that are going on today. I don't know about you guys, but I am tired of the prices raising. Because that means I don't get as much Christmas presents. I know that you little ones may be watching this and saying, oh, Santa! I know. But Santa has to pay for the repair of his supplies. I mean, if your elf broke down, if his arm, like, broke, how are you going to pay for that when these prices are raising up? How are you going to pay for your basic cable package when these geniuses are being suppressed? Like, we have to hide our ADHD-ness, or else we may not get a job, we may not get a good education. Which may be our fault. Probably it is. But Albert Einstein, he was kind of socially awkward. But he's done amazing things. And that's what I am destined for. Me in Boston, dedicated to amazing things. By the time you know it, we'll be on every radio station. Like if you change it from 99.9 to 100.8, you're going to hear us. If you change it to 22.5, it doesn't matter what station you're on, you're going to hear us. You're going to listen, and you're going to like it. Anyways, that is it. I just believe that we are a truly awesome people. Those of you with ADHD, stay strong. Because your future is yet to come. No longer will you be under-demeciated. No longer will you be underestimated. No longer will you have to suffer. Don't worry. Austin's here. He's here. I will turn this show over, and he will be helping us wrap this up.
Yes, that was a very awesome, awesome job, Austin. I am proud of you. All right. So, final words. Butter, toast, bread, pancakes, syrup, and waffles. That is all that is yet to come. Join us next time. And don't forget to go on our website, thebostonfiles.wordpress.com. And don't forget to drop us an email every now and then. You know, just for good measure. At thebostonninja@gmail.com. Or to email Austin, theboiseninja@gmail.com. This has been Boston, Massachusetts, and Austin, Texas, signing off.